It's Monday, and we go again. Welcome to the Rise to Thrive show. I am your host, James Borman. And if you are coming through, please do drop a love heart. Please do comment that you are watching, where in the world you're watching from. And please share with someone that might get benefit from this. How are we doing? How was your weekend? So hopefully we're going to get a good turnout. I was trying to encourage at least 50 guys to get up and live, and I try and encourage people to do this as part of their morning routine so they can prepare them mentally, emotionally and physically for the day. So far I've got 29 on, which is mainly 32. It's good to have you here on a Monday morning, setting yourself up for the day. So I've got a challenge for you, okay? And this challenge is something I want you to do every day this week. Every day this week. And I think if you do it, I think it's going to really put some momentum on your journey and your process moving forwards. All right, so I'm going to come to that in a minute. And Jesse, here, come here, good girl. And I'm going to come to that in a minute. But the reason I want to do this challenge is because I want to be able to give you some form of momentum, some form of constant 1% wins. Jesse, here. Because one of the biggest questions I ever get asked, or asked a lot, is how do I get out of a low mindset? How do I get out of a low mood? How do I get out of depression? How do I build focus? How do I build my confidence and positivity? All right. And one of the ways that we do that is by simply showing up. Like, there is no magic pill. There is no easy option. Okay, it's going to be hard work, consistency, a level of control, and a level of clarity. Now, the challenge I'm going to give you in a minute is going to help you do that this week. Now, some of you I know are in my mastermind. Some of you have just joined me Back to Basics, which we start this week. Some of you jump in and out, trying to find glimmers of motivation or inspiration. So hopefully this will help you whatever you're doing. Now, the challenge that I want to set you is designed to get you to think a little bit more about what you're doing with your day. It's designed to get you doing stuff, make you feel progression, make you feel achievement, and basically give you little milestones to reach to. Because when we feel progression, when we move forwards, when we feel like we're achieving, we feel better mentally, emotionally, physically, okay, and that's some of the reasons that we're not in a great place sometimes. That's where we slip into low moods. So here's the challenge. Now, we run the Man Coach movement off a 4-pillar framework. Oh, it's Chessie. A 4-pillar framework. Those 4 pillars are health, relationships, personal development, career/business. And we feel that that encompasses all of life. If you work on those pillars, that will give you a nice balance across the board to work on, right? So what we want to focus on is each day making sure we do something for each pillar. So it doesn't matter how big or little that is going to be. Now, today, I want you to write down, as soon as we finish this here, I want you to put it in the comments afterwards as well. I want you to write down health, personal development, relationships/business and career. And I want you to write 1 achievement per pillar. It doesn't have to be massive. Okay, it can be as small as you want, as big as you want. But I just want you to make sure that you do that. And then tonight, before you go to bed, I want you just to put a tick or a cross about whether you achieved it or whether you didn't achieve it. Then I want you to plan tomorrow's. So what are you going to do tomorrow in each pillar? What are you going to do in terms of your health pillar? What are you going to do in terms of your personal development pillar? And it might sound so simple. It might sound like, that's not really a challenge, but the challenge is to make sure that you're actually putting yourself first and focusing on these things. It's like doing what you said you were going to do. It's how we start practicing. It's how when somebody starts driving, they get in the car and they go, right, this is the indicator. This is the windscreen wiper. this is the gear stick, it's super basic, and then you become a Formula One driver down the line because you've been doing it for so long. Okay, it's like when you start learning the piano, you start pressing it on one finger all of the time, and then the next minute you're flowing. So this is your start process. This is a place to get yourself and build some consistency, even for the guys that are in the mastermind, even for the guys that are on a program, even for the guys that feel that they're doing well. So what I want you to do is, as soon as I finish this, don't leave it. If you leave it, you won't do it. These are the rules. You're going to make sure you're doing it for 7 days. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all the way to the end of the week. You're going to make sure that you do something per pillar per day. Okay? Something per pillar per day. Okay? At night time, before you go to bed, you're going to review it. So you're going to ask yourself, did you do what you said you were going to do? Ticks or crosses? And then you're going to plan the next day, and you're going to wake up, and that's going to be your hungry, that's going to be your focus, that's going to be your milestone. Make sense? All right, so let me know if that's something you're going to do, just a yes or a no, okay? And once you've done your first one, stick it up in here. On Wednesday, I'm going to ask you to be putting up your Wednesday's one. On Friday's show, I'm going to be asking you to put up your Friday's one. All right, make sense? I hope so. And that's it, guys. It's Monday. Let's switch the mindset from however we've woken up. Let's make sure that we are focused and humbled and grateful for the week. Let's make sure we have a killer week. Let's make sure it's the best week we've had this year so far, even though it is week three. Okay, let's really start to build that momentum, because nothing happens unless you show up. Nothing changes unless you change. This is a resurrection. This is not a change. This is a resurrection. And that's what the Man Coach movement is about at the minute. Okay, it's about resurrecting lives, it's about resurrecting marriages, it's about resurrecting health, healthy lives, healthy bodies, healthy minds for men right across the world. All right, so listen, I'm going to always finish with this tagline because I think it's really important. You are only ever 1% away from dot, 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 dot. And that's for you to finish. Now, it could be anything. You could be only 1% away from saving your marriage, from finding the job of your dreams, from changing the way that you react emotionally, to making better decisions, to changing your career. But you are only ever 1% away from, and that 1% away comes from you showing up and doing what you said you were going to do. Have a good day.